We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight. Major, Major, how are you?
Man, I am doing well. I am grateful. This day is beautiful. The sun is shining, but it's a little bit of a breeze, so we got a little winter, a little glimpse of winter here in Los Angeles.
Wow. Hey, it must be nice to have winter in Los Angeles. Yeah, yeah, messing with me, man, messing with me. Oh, man, here on the East Coast, it is 39, 40 degrees, yes. Hey, listen, Why I Love You. What a song. Two questions. Did you think it would propel you in the forefront like it did? And what were you thinking when you recorded that song?
Listen, I absolutely am blown away at the room that this particular song has opened up for me. You know, they say the gift will open and make room for you, and it has absolutely done that. This song in particular, when I wrote it, once I started writing the lyrics for Why I Love You, it was a conversation between me and God. I said, God, I want to talk about love, but I need to give it in the healthiest way possible, because we've got all these love songs that everybody sings along to, but I don't think everybody is necessarily conveying love in its truest form from the God perspective, that I understand it, you know, where it's reciprocity, where nobody's in this thing left empty, where we realize that if both people are putting in, nobody's left empty. And so that's the space and the posture that I had. And little did I know, a love letter to God that he gave me permission to share with humanity has become the wedding song, as Stevie Wonder puts it. I believe this will be the wedding love song for years to come. And it's been that.
Speaking of weddings, Kevin Hart, tell us about that. Kevin Hart.
Oh, well, yeah, Kevin Hart, actually, that I always want to clarify that, because they used the song for his special that they did on the E! Network. It wasn't used in the actual wedding, as I understand it. It was used for the special on the special they did, where they talked about the perfect wedding song right now is Major's Why I Love You. And then, you know, that was when the video was starting to go viral. And the video is now at 65 million views.
Whoa.
God is kind of doing some really cool stuff, and I'm with it.
Definitely. Listen, I got married in June.
Yeah.
And I surprised my bride. Guess what song I sung to her? I can't sing now, but guess what song it was?
What was it, Bob? What was it?
This is why I love you. Oh, man, what a great song. Now, from there, there's honesty. Tell us about honesty.
Honest is why I love you. It's basically a conversation basically saying, before you step into any relationship, before you decide to do this forever with anybody, you need to understand that the true you is the best you and the greatest you. If we give and start with our of these relationships, we won't have to deal with all of the other confusion where it's like they just started acting different. I don't know who they are these days. If you give the person your truth from jump, you won't have to hold to what is one of the hardest things to hold to in life, and that's a lie. So I wanted to give people something where I encourage everybody to step into the fullness of who they were, into the strength of God's best work, and that's jump. Not any pretenders. Most of the time, we're pressured by the expectations of society and what life has put on us. But at the end of the day, the only one that's going to win is the true you.
Better with you in it. The songs. How do you come up with songs like this?
Like I said, I have conversations with God every day. I am a Christian through and through. in church. We sang church. That's what it was. And I'm being trusted in this space. So better with you in it is the conversation that I can throw up to God first that says my life is better with you in it, and I don't want to do it any other way. And also the way in which we are to measure our relationships with each other. If the person you're in relationship with does not make your life better, does not make the circumstance better, they're not supposed to be there. Because God only adds. He only adds and increases when he brings things into your life. He doesn't bring things in your life to cause you to die. Now, if he's causing you to see yourself, that is a perspective of realizing that you're better because of it. But he will never bring something into your world to diminish or decrease who you are in him. And so that's my thing. I just wanted people to realize we got to do this thing where we're contributors to the betterment of how we do this thing called life. And now everybody's singing it. You know, even Miss Patti LaBelle, it's so dope hearing her voice sing along to the words. And you know, everybody's just really embracing it. I want to write anthems that live for a lifetime and songs that people can sing in and out of the church, but never mistake any part of it as not being God love all day through and through.
Our guest, Major, you speak of the church. Let me ask you, who is Choir Boy?
If you know anything about me, you know that that's what they used to call me. I used to hate my real name, which is Major. That's my real name. And so when I was younger, the Five Heartbeats came out, and they used to, and one of my cousins called me Choir Boy after the character Choir Boy, because I was the kid that, you know, grew up in church, and that's what I always represented. Even in the choirs, I would be the loudest one, so they had to give me a solo. And so I just embraced it, and I was just like, Choir Boy, call me Choir Boy. And it was fun. It was a fun time. A lot of people showed me a lot of love during that season of my life. But then it wasn't until my mother explained that she named me Major in hopes that I would make a major impact on the world. And sure enough, I have started to really realize that this thing is perfect. So I took ownership of Major, and I said, listen, the church boy, the choir boy, the boy that grew up on the front row in church that led worship for one church up until more recently. I've been a worship leader at my churches, but, you know, because I'm now on the road, I can't serve in that capacity due to availability. But this is my heart, man.
Hey, embrace that name. You have Mike Obama, and when you say Major, everybody knows who Major is.
I like that, King. I like that.
Wow. Let me ask you about Israel and New Breed. How was that experience?
Israel and New Breed was a fun experience. I met Israel while I was at Berklee College of Music. One summer I went to Chattanooga, Tennessee, just to support his show by way of my brother, Don Wilkinson, who managed him at the time. And Israel just called me on stage and said, Major, you're singing with us tonight. And from that moment, I had a few dates with him that were absolutely incredible. And it was a cool short stint, but it taught me so much about music ministry and artistry at the same time and the responsibility of both and just the impact of both. Now me and Israel are great friends. I've learned so much from him. Him and his new wife, Adrian, are good. I'm also good friends with his previous wife, Melissa Hope. But Israel is such an incredible soul, and his new project, Road to Damascus, is exactly what it's all about. Coming into your truth and owning that thing, taking off the mask and just being true to you so that God can do his best work through you.
Our guest is Major. Major, you spoke of Berklee College. How was it being student body president?
It was major all day. It was major all day. I'm Mr. for the people. I'm the people's champ. They call me the Hope Dealer now. Yahoo Music, Billy Johnson, formerly of Yahoo Music, calls me the Hope Dealer. He acknowledged me as a Hope Dealer. He says I'm bringing inspiration back to the conversation and mainstream. And that's what I was, even at Berklee. I built a lot of great relationships. lot of the who's who in the business now. Some of the new up and coming leaders in the game were my classmates. So it's kind of cool, you know, from Imagine Dragons to, you know, it's a number of people out there that are just doing it at Berkeley. And it was great, a great honor to build relationships and represent such a talented body of students.
I had the opportunity to see you a couple of years at the Stellar Awards and the press part when you were on stage. And I said, man, this guy has this big head. Why I love you. And I said, but he's so down to earth. What keeps you grounded like that, Major?
I'm one of 10 siblings. I grew up in a household of 10 siblings. I'm actually one of 13 siblings, if I'm counting my step-siblings on my dad's side. But at the end of the day, I know family, and I know where I came from. I know how hard it was to get to where I am. And I don't want to miss it. I don't want to lose it. I had the privilege of working for a lot of influential people in the game. And working for these people, I've seen when it's been a high and when it's been a low. I've seen when they were on the top and then when everybody abandoned them. And at the end of the day, for me, I'm not trying to be in a space where I forget whose I am. I cannot, because I understand that at the end of the day, if I don't have his hand in it, it ain't going to be anything to last. And that's the only way I move. And the only way for his hand to remain in it is if I make room for his hand to do what it's going to do in it. And that's the posture of humility. It's not tucking my tail. It's not hiding who I am. It's understanding that even in my greatness, that there's room for greater. And that's the posture that has served me well. And I believe that it will serve anybody listening or paying attention to this particular interview. I believe it will help them to win and to soar. Stay humble. Stay grounded. God does all things well. We'd rather him do the exalting than the humbling.
Major, how can one get in touch with you social media-wise and get in touch and download your music? Where can we find you? Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It is our guest, Major. And Major, may God continue to bless you and continue to put his hands on you.
Thank you. Keep praying for me, Doc. I appreciate you.
I will do. Thank you. Major, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.